I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigerians now face a wildfire of persecution. As Islamist attacks on Christians go unpunished, this fuels their growth. The future for local Christians is grim, and if nothing is done, there will be more tragedy. Greg Musselman from the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
and the sad part about this is that the security forces don't seem to have either the will, the manpower, the know-how, whatever it is, to be able to stop these attacks.
More than six extremist ideology groups, despite their differences, are joining forces and recruiting even more fighters. The geography of attacks is spreading from the north into southern Nigeria. Despite many Christians fleeing their homes, some are still pursued, as seen in the recent attacks in Benue and Plateau states. So pray that Nigeria's believers will have the freedom to believe in Christ in their own homeland. Then say the word immigration in the United States today, and you're sure to stir up an opinion. But policies aside, there are heart-level, eternal issues at stake among immigrants.
You can see at that time the uncertainty that the people have in their faces, in their expression, and the reality that they feel hopeless.
Hale Ortiz with Transworld Radio is the producer of Esperanza en el Camino, or Hope in the Journey. This new podcast from TWR's Spanish language counterpart points listeners to the hope of Christ.
When you understand that nothing that this world can offer can compare to what Jesus Christ offered for you, man, that's the very difference.
Join in praying that this timely podcast reaches and transforms immigrants in the most difficult circumstances. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.